Here in Utah, there is a law that requires hospitals to inform a patient about ways they can designate an official caregiver.
It's the loved one who does the designation.
That was Laura Polachek. She is AARP Utah Communications Director.
You know, sometimes you're just transferred and sometimes, of course, discharged. If you have a caregiver and you want that caregiver to be kept informed, so whoever is taking care of you, if you can designate them, and you don't have to have a family relationship.
The patient designated caregiver rule requires hospitals to include a written discharge plan, as well as instructions and demonstrations of medical tasks that might be required when the patient leaves the hospital. And to make sure patients are aware of that right, AARP has prepared a wallet card.
So we want to make sure when people and the caregiver go into the hospital, has this card when they need it the most, which is when the loved one enters the hospital.
Polachek says there's no way to feasibly assess whether or not Utah hospital admission staff is following the designated caregiver rule.
It can be rather intimidating if there are certain medical tasks that might be a little bit more complex than giving medication or changing a dressing. And so this way you can ask the hospital to give you a demonstration and instruction about it, exactly what you should be doing for your loved one when they're at home.
There are 336,000 family caregivers in Utah, and throughout the month of November, AARP and other caregiving organizations will focus on ways to recognize and support professional and volunteer caregivers. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.